The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is a very, very pleasant surprise. I have a guest that I wasn't really expecting, but I got a peeler off the ceiling. Michelle, come on down, Michelle. Get up, come on off the ceiling. Michelle Warnke is in the studio with me. If you have ever watched American Ninja Warrior, you are familiar with the name Michelle Warnke. Michelle, it is great to have you back with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
It's been several months. Michelle's been on the program with me before, and she was one of the featured speakers at our WRFD ladies event back in the fall. And Michelle, that was such a delight to have you with us.
Thank you. It was great.
And since we last talked, Michelle is now Mrs. Burma.
Yeah.
Michelle Warnke Burma, you are newlyweds of 7 weeks.
Yes, that's correct.
And you were getting ready to go on your honeymoon, and what happened?
My fiance tore his Achilles. So literally we were about to book our tickets to hike for 2 weeks in New Zealand. It was like, well, I guess we're not going to do that.
Because you're going to be on Ninja again.
right.
In 5 weeks, you'll be competing again.
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Are you all ready?
Getting there, yeah. It's time to ramp up the training.
All right. Well, Michelle is going to be participating in the Arnold Fitness Expo, March 6th through 8th. Michelle, what are you going to be doing at the Arnold?
Yeah, so we're excited to be back this year. Last year, we had a big ninja competition, and we're going to be doing that again. We'll be in Hall C.
Last year was the first year, right?
Yeah, last year was our first year doing it. The year before, we had been in the youth section. Last year, we had a competition. This year, same thing. We're going to be doing Friday and Saturday individual competitions in Hall C. And then Sunday, we will be having skills and team competitions as well. Youth and adults, all 3 days.
You're going to have a ninja course.
Yep.
And am I correct in saying that somebody can come in off the street?
Yep.
And see if they can be a ninja?
Yep, for sure.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I think I'll try it.
You should.
Yeah, right.
That'd be awesome.
Will you come and visit me when I'm laid up in the hospital?
I will, but you won't do that.
Yeah.
You'll be safe.
All right. What days? Because it goes 6th through the 8th. What days will the ninja course be set up?
Yeah, so we'll be there 6th through 8th. So 6th and 7th, we'll be having people run individually. The youth and adults will be running side by side. We have 3 courses, 1 youth and 2 adult. And then on Saturday afternoon, you don't want to miss it, our top 8 males and females are going to race head-to-head.
No
Last
kidding.
Year was so exciting to watch, you know, like bam, bam for the buzzers, you know, complete races, really close, really exciting.
Now, were the finalists people that were ninja veterans?
Yep.
Or did you have any walk-ons off the street? Make it very far.
Yeah, we had both. We had some people we didn't know at all who made it in the top 8. And then we had people like Adam Rail, Joe Morofsky, just like last year, our two
champions.
The
Weatherman, right?
Yeah, the Weatherman.
Yeah.
Michael Torres. Last year, Adam Rail and Jesse LeBrec were our 2 winners. So, yeah, we've had a lot of really seasoned veterans and a lot of new people, you know, trying it out.
Now, is there an extra charge to compete?
There is a charge to compete, yeah.
Okay.
There's because we have a lot of different options. You can do the individual competition, And then Sunday we have teams of three. You compete together or you can do skills. So each one has different prices. If you go to mlabohio.com, you can check out all the details.
Which is your gym, mlabohio.com. mlabohio.com. And you're still up on Lazelle, but you're working on moving to a bigger facility, I assume?
Potentially. That's the hope, yeah.
All right. Now, is your husband, is he a ninja?
He is like naturally a ninja. He's been a water sport person his whole life. So like wakeboarding, surfing, all that stuff. He can do flips in the air on a wakeboard.
So does he surf on the Scioto?
No, we live now up. He should. We live at Holiday Lakes, which is like an hour 40 north of here.
Oh,
he literally we live on a lake. And so you can take a boat around and do all the surfing and wakeboarding.
All right. The Arnold Fitness Expo is March 6th through the 8th at the Greater Columbus Convention Center. Over 1,000 different booths. It's $20 to get in, and kids 14 and under are free, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How many years have you been involved in the Arnold?
Yeah, so this is our third year being involved. Our first year, we just helped out with the Kids Expo, doing a ninja course there. Last year, we scaled it up big time and did a big adults course. And this year, we're doing adults and youth, but in the adult section.
How did Michelle become a ninja? Is this something that, I mean, when you were 3 years old, you were climbing all over the place and they had to peel you off the ceiling?
I mean, yes, I definitely was. I was climbing trees, climbing everything. And I actually remember I lived in Kazakhstan for 5 years.
That's right. I had forgotten about that.
And I remember we did an obstacle course. We did like a field day with our Kazakhstan students, showing them what a typical like last day in America's school would be. And I remember thinking, you know, how cool would it be to be an obstacle course competitor? And then a few years later, hey, there's this TV show. And I had friends all tell me about it. Hey, you gotta try the show. I looked it up like, this is amazing. I got to try it. So drove out to New Jersey, got the Sam Ladder first try, got the warped wall, and decided to start training for it.
Wow. So this competition in D.C. in 5 weeks will be how many ninja competitions that you've participated in?
Yeah, this will be my eighth year.
Wow.
Yeah, started in season five.
And I should know this, and I apologize, but what is the farthest you have made?
So last year was the best I've ever done. I got two buzzers in city qualifiers and city finals. There's only been three women now to get a city finals buzzer, so I was the second one to get one of those.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And by the way, in about 2.5 or 3 minutes, I've got a pair of tickets to give away to the Arnold Expo. I'll tell you how to get them in just a few minutes. In about 3 minutes, I'll tell you how you can win a pair of tickets. Admission is $20, extra for some events. If one of our listeners honestly wants to compete with the ninja competition, what do they do and where do they go? What's the process?
Yeah, so if you wanted to compete, I would go. You can either go to the Arnold Sports Festival website and you can look up Ninja Warrior. Or if
you can register online.
Yeah, you can register online, mlabohio.com. And it has all the details on what you would want to sign up for. Do you want to do the individual, the team, the skills? There's a lot of different varieties. And then come and show up that day.
All right. So are you competing at the Arnold? Are you going to be a part or are you just one of the organizers?
I'm one of the organizers. So because I know the course ahead of time, I'm not allowed to compete. But I'll be testing and I'll be around. Say hi to everybody.
Okay. Now, just curious, you're competing in 5 weeks, and you said this was a surprise.
Yeah.
You didn't expect it, right?
I thought I would be competing in like 10 weeks. I thought I'd be in a different region,
okay,
but they switched me to a region from a few years ago.
Walk me through your regimen to get ready in 5 weeks to compete in one of the most physically demanding sports on the planet.
Yeah.
What are you doing to prepare?
Right. So I like to get a lot of running in, get your cardio up strong, and then I do a mixture of weightlifting, rock climbing at Vertical Adventures. I do training at my own gym, Movement Lab, and then I'll also just do, you know, pull-ups, do resistance training, and you want to make sure, too, you're getting your stretching in, your recovery in. So, I mean, I'm just going to be ramping it up, mixing it all up, trying everything.
Wow. All right. Michelle Warnke Burma.
That's right.
Congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you.
7 weeks And you're going to put off the honeymoon again, right?
Yeah,
because your husband got hurt.
He got hurt before the wedding, and then now with Ninja coming up, didn't want to take honeymoon right before.
All right. Michelle Warnke-Burma, thank you so much. What a pleasant surprise to have you drop by. The Arnold is March 6th through the 8th. Now, right now, I've got a pair of tickets to give away to caller number 4 at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. That's caller number 4 right now at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, caller number 4. Michelle, great to see you. God bless you, and thank you for your testimony for Christ everywhere you go.
Thanks so much.
All right, we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, it is a wacky, crazy, upside down, inside out world here in America, but also around the world. I want you to hear what a British politician said. Listen to this. This is a story out of Great Britain. A British politician has drawn criticism. That's the understatement of the year. A British politician has drawn criticism for suggesting that babies are born without any specific biological gender. Yeah. The comments were made by Labour Party member Dawn Butler during a discussion on Good Morning Britain. Yeah, evidently we have Good Morning America. They have Good Morning Britain. Butler was discussing the Labour Party's progressive view. Now remember, when the liberal left uses a term, it actually means the opposite. So if it's progressive, it's actually regressive. Progressive means moving forward. But for the liberal left, it's not moving forward. Anyway, Butler was discussing the Labour Party's progressive view on gender ideology after a group associated with the left-wing opposition party proposed a controversial pledge to protect trans rights. And then it goes into details about the host is Richard Madeley. He is the host of Good Morning Britain. Let me skip a couple paragraphs. The trans advocacy group's 12-point pledge includes the proviso that members must, quote, support the expulsion from the Labour Party of those who express bigoted transphobic views. Doesn't that sound like the Democratic Party in America? If you're pro-life, you are not welcome. If you are pro-life, you are out of here. If you are pro-life, we don't want you in our party. Well, it's happening in Great Britain as well. Anybody who has transphobic views, which simply means disagreeing. But anyway, the comment that raised such controversy. This is a member of parliament in Great Britain. You ready for this? And I quote, "When a child is born, they are identified and observed in a particular sex, aren't they?" The host said. This is the host. Pardon me. I hope I didn't mislead you. The host of Good Morning Britain asked the question, "When a child is born, they're identified and observed in a particular sex, aren't they?" The member of parliament responded, and I quote, "A child is born without sex. A child is formed without sex in the beginning." That's a member of the British Parliament. I would ask anyone to provide one shred of scientific evidence, even from the most liberal biologist or scientist, that would try to make that kind of state. A child is born without sex. A child is formed without sex in the beginning. Again, that is a member of Parliament in Great Britain. And it has raised quite a bit of controversy. I would certainly hope so. All right, talk about a total change of direction. I had this in my stack. I was going to give it to you much, much earlier in the program, but we got into other things. Those of you who are Big Ten supporters, of course, The Ohio State University is part of the Big Ten. A new study indicates 99% of presidential contributions from Big Ten universities. We're talking about faculty, staff, and contributions from the universities themselves. 99% go to Democrats. Yeah, the political leanings at major universities clearly favor Democratic presidential hopefuls. 99% of contributions from employees at Big Ten schools go to Democrats. Right at the top of the list, Bernie Sanders. I'm quoting from the analysis. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren together collected over 60% of the money donated to presidential candidates by employees of Big Ten conference schools since 2018. According to data from the Federal Elections Committee, Sanders, a self-described Democratic socialist, led all of the 2020 presidential field with 32% of all conference contributions, followed close with a close second, Elizabeth Warren with 28.2% of all of the contributions. Pete Buttigieg, 20.3%. Joe Biden, only 6.5%. When it was all said and done, President Trump and his reelection campaign drew in, are you ready, 1%. Of total contributions, faculty, staff, employees of Big Ten universities. 99% went to Democrats. Yeah, I suppose we shouldn't be surprised. All right. I'm off to meet my beautiful bride, and we're going to go to church. Yeah, it's Wednesday night. Hey, folks, thanks so much for joining me. Same time tomorrow, all right? But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.